My name is Michelle. I am 15 years old. Today's date is November 26th. I'm speaking with Beverly, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Salem, Oregon. What is the worst thing you did as a kid?
The worst thing I did as a kid? I was a good kid. maybe not do my homework. Like, and I was supposed to. Sometimes I would skip on doing my homework. I was a pretty good kid. I kept my curfews. I was a good kid. The worst thing I did was pretty much that.
Okay. Tell me about your prom. What did you wear? Who did you go with? What was the night like?
I wore a red dress. I went with your dad. And it was so much fun. We actually rented a Chrysler, a convertible Chrysler. And we sat in a circle table with like eight of our friends. Friends that I didn't really know, kind of like people you just say hi to, because I didn't have many friends in high school. But it was really fun. And my mom did my hair. And then so your dad bought me a corsage. It was really nice. And he picked me up. And that was the first time that I got picked up by a boy. I was, like, almost 18. And your grandpa was like, this is weird because he's never had a daughter go to prom. He's like, oh, this is how it happens? And that was it. We went to prom. It was in L.A. It was super fun.
Okay.
Over at 12.
What are the keys to a strong relationship?
The keys to a strong relationship is being honest with your partner and having good communication. And not being jealous. Yeah, that's key. Because if you're jealous, then that just messes up. You have to have, like, trust with that person. Mm-hmm.
Describe your first date, like, ever, not with my dad.
Well, my first date was with your dad.
Okay.
And yeah, and we went to Subway, I guess. I don't know if that's considered a date, like after the game. We went to a game and then we went to eat to Subway.
Well, maybe the game was your date.
Yeah, and then I went to the game, but I was performing at the game because I was in drill team. So after the game, yeah, after the game we went to Subway and then we went home. Like I went home and he got on the bus and went home. And that's kind of like our date that we had.
Okay.
Just at Subway. Mm-hmm.
What was your relationship with your parents?
I had a really good relationship with my parents. But my dad was super strict, so I really couldn't communicate with him much. Like, I couldn't tell him, like, anything when it comes to boys or anything like that. He had his rules, and I wasn't able to really communicate with him. He was very loving, but very strict. And my mom was just very strict and loving, too, but the communication wasn't there. We couldn't really talk about personal stuff with them.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
I did not like school. I enjoyed, like, extracurricular activities, like drill team and cheerleading. But I didn't really like school because I felt like I couldn't... Like, I would try really hard, and I would get D's. I wouldn't get good grades. So I didn't know how to study, and my parents didn't really help me with anything when I came to school. They just said, do your homework. You have homework? Yes, no. But they never checked it. They never sat with me. They never said, do you need a tutor or anything like that? So school was very hard for me when I was in high school. When I went to Adelante, which is the... program I went to, it was much easier because I was an adult and I kind of taught myself how to study, so it was a lot easier. But I struggled during school a lot, just learning. And California teachers, they were not very helpful. It wasn't like, oh, this student needs help, let me help her. It was just like you fall through the cracks. And now teachers are much more in tune on what students need.
Okay. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
When I was off from school during the summer, I was basically my brother's babysitter. So So I would just stay home and babysit him, make sure he had his bottles, and take care of him all day till my mom got home. And once she got home, we would go out and play. And I would take him with me, and we would play, like, hide and seek with the kids on the block. And I would go, like, swimming, because they had, like, a swimming pool. So it was pretty fun. So it was basically just being home. We played a lot of Nintendo. And we would play. Like, I would play with him Legos. I would shower him. And then when I got older, I started going to Mexico every year for 3 months out of the year. And that was really fun, just doing stuff in Mexico.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
My first job was at Staples, and I was a cashier. And I worked there for 6 months, and I was really excited because I made $10 an hour, which nobody in that time would make 10 bucks an hour. It was like $4.25 an hour, minimum wage in California, and I made 10 bucks. I was so excited. And what I did with my money was I basically paid for my gas, and I bought books for college, and I bought a lot of clothes and shoes. That's about it. And just spend it on movies and restaurants and having fun.
Do you remember your first kiss? Tell me who it was with and where it happened.
My first kiss was when I was, like, seriously, like, 12 years old.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And it was with my neighbor, Lionel. His name was Lionel.
That's weird.
And we were playing outside, and he kissed me, and I kissed him back. So, yeah, I was really young. And that was it.
Odd.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh.
Oh. Whatever. The kiss.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
I wouldn't relive them because they were hard. You know, I thought I was, I felt fat, and I always felt ugly, and it wasn't cool to be dark back then, so I felt like, oh, I'm too dark, and so I had a lot of issues with self-image, so I wouldn't relive them because of that, because I just couldn't accept myself. I was always trying to diet, and I was always having issues, so no, I'm actually glad I got through them. And I think teenage years are very hard.
And
this is hard.
Really fat. Okay. Tell me about your happiest moments together.
Oh, okay. Our happiest moments together has to be when you guys were born. Like when Pookie was born, it was like, oh, our first baby. And we're so excited. And then we wanted to have another baby like right away, but I needed C-section. So we had to wait like 3 years, and that's why we waited, because we wanted to have you like right next to each other. Like I wanted to have like you and then Pookie like right away. So but those have to be our happiest moments, just having you guys join the family.
Okay. Do you remember your first kiss? What the heck? I already did that one.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know he was the one? My dad.
When I was in college, and then I moved to Mexico because my dad moved to Mexico. I was 21 years old, and I moved away, and I had been dating him for a long time in high school. So when I moved, I really missed him. Like, oh, I really want to miss. I missed him a lot. So that's when I knew, like, oh yeah, I want to be with this guy for the rest of my life, because I knew him as a friend, and then I knew that he was nice. So I said, yeah, he's definitely the one.
Can you tell me about your wedding day, your honeymoon?
Okay, so my wedding day was a beautiful day. You've seen the pictures. But it was in Mexico, and it was sunny. It was really nice because we had like 500 people at our wedding. And we had family come from Guadalajara, we had family from Oregon, we had family from different parts of the United States come to our wedding. And it was really exciting because we had been engaged for a year, so it took a lot of planning. It was in a beautiful place next to the beach in TJ. And our honeymoon was in Los Cabos, which was really nice. It was like sunny and beachy, and I love the beach, and I love tropical. So it was a beautiful, we went for 2 weeks to Cabo, and it was just perfect. Nothing went wrong in our wedding. Everything turned out perfect. It was the perfect wedding.
Okay. Share a favorite story about your husband.
Favorite story about my husband. Well, my husband is a very spiritual man. So when you guys were little, when Pookie, you were just born and Pookie was little, he was working at the Olive Garden for like 7 years or something, like a long time. So he actually got offered like a manager position, which Olive Garden managers make a lot of money. They make like $60,000 a year, which was a lot of money back then. And still now it's really like a lot of money. And the only thing that he had to do was be a manager, and he wasn't going to be around you guys that much because he had to be open 7 days a week, and he had to work like 12-hour days. So it was a really intense position. At that time, he only made like $24,000 a year, like a little bit of money. It was really hard, and I wasn't working. But it's kind of my favorite story because if he would take that job, he would have to miss our meetings, and he would have to spend less time with you guys, like not see you, basically only like one day that he was going to be off, and 6 days a week he had to work. So he decided not to take the job because he wanted to be the type of father to be home, like at 5 or 6 or whatever, when you guys came home, or just be home and get to know you guys and take care of you guys and be part of your life. He never wanted to be the type of father to just work all day, and like money's the most important thing, you know? So that's a really important story for me because it shows me his character and what he truly cares about in life. And it's always been God first and then his family, you know? And that's something that I'm always going to value about your dad. And I think in the future you'll see how important that is, because he always preferred you guys over any job. No matter how much money, he wanted to change your diaper, shower you. He wanted to do all of that things, you know, which not a lot of men do nowadays. So that's a story about your dad.